Yada
Yada
Mukundo
Mukundo
Bhagavan
Bhagavan
Imam
Imam
Mahim
Mahim
Jaho
Jaho
Sva
Sva
Tanva
Tanva
Shravaniya
Shravaniya
Satkata
Satkata
Tada
Tada
Aha
Aha
Eva
Eva
Aprati
Aprati
Buddha
Buddha
Chetasam
Chetasam
Abhadra
Abhadra
Hetu
Hetu
Kalir
Kalir
Anvavartata
Anvavartata
Yada Mukundo Bhagavan Imam Mahim
Yada
Mukundo Bhagavan Imam Mahim Jahosva Tanva Shravaniya Satkata
Jahosva Tanva Shravaniya Satkata
Tadahareva Pratibuddha Chetasam
Tadahareva Pratibuddha Chetasam
Abhadrahetuk Kali Anvavartata
Abhadrahetuk Kali Anvavartata
Yada Mukundo Bhagavan Imam Mahim
Yada Mukundo Bhagavan Imam Mahim
Jaho Svatanva Shravaniya Satkata
Jaho Svatanva Shravaniya Satkata
Tadahareva Pratibuddha Chetasam
Tadahareva Pratibuddha Chetasam
Abhadrahetu Kalyanvavartata
Abhadrahetu Kalyanvavartata
Yada Mukundo Bhagavan Imam Mahim
Yada Mukundo Bhagavan Imam Mahim
Jaho Svatanva Shravaniya Satkata
Jaho Svatanva Shravaniya Satkata
Tadahareva Pratibuddha Chetasam
Tadahareva Pratibuddha Chetasam
Abhadrahetu Kalir Anvavartata
Abhadrahetu Kalir Anvavartata
Yada Mukundo Bhagavan Imam Mahim
Yada Mukundo Bhagavan Imam Mahim
Yada
Yada
When Mukundaha,
Mukundaha,
Lord Krishna,
Lord Krishna
Bhagavan,
Bhagavan,
the personality of Godhead,
Imam,
this
Mahim,
Earth,
Jaho,
left,
Swatanva,
with his self same body, Shravaniya
Satkata.
Hearing about him is worthwhile.
Tada.
At that time. Ahareva. From the very day. Apratibuddha Chetasam.
Of those whose minds are not sufficiently developed.
Abhadrahetu.
Cause of all ill fortune.
Kali,
Anvavartata,
Kali, fully manifested. Translation: when the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, left this earthly planet in his self-same form, from that very day, Kali, who had appeared partially before, became fully manifest to create inauspicious conditions for those who are endowed with a poor fund of knowledge.
There is one word, Jaho, Jaho Satanya, Sabaniya Satkatha. So, when Krishna left, he left with the self-same body. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Jada jadahi dharmasya klani bhavati bharata tadatmanam srijamah. In another place, Krishna says, Atma maya. Maya means potency, energy. So, there are three potencies, there are many potencies, prasya shakti vividhaiva sriyate, God has unlimited potencies, but learned scholars, saintly persons, they have not rejected potencies, because that cannot be. There are certain philosophers, they are of opinion that God has no potency. But that is not fair. From Vedic information, we see potency. What is that? How to understand the potency? The potency, you can understand, just like from the fire, you have got two potencies, heat and light. Nobody can deny it. Similarly, as fire is placed in one place, but it expands its potencies, heat and light. That is within our experience. It is not very difficult. Similarly, the sun also, everyone can see that the sun planets, the big planet, the biggest planet, or star, as somebody says, whatever it may be, it is lying in one corner of the sky. But it expands its potencies throughout the universe. The sun sign is distributed all over the sky, all over the planet system, planetary system, and similarly, heat also. We are feeling 99 million miles away. Is that 99 miles? What is that? Scientists say? 93 million some miles away from us. Still, we are feeling scorching heat, 120 degree, 135 degree. In Middle East, the temperature is 135 degree. It is impossible to stay on the surface of the globe. One goes down to the earth. So potency is there. Even material thing like the sun is a material thing. It has got so much potencies. So, how much potencies the Supreme Personality of God has got? That is called inconceivable potency. Achinta, beyond your perception. He has got that potency. So that is the statement of Vedas. Parasya natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate natasya sama adhikasya drishyate parasya shakti vividaiva sriyate sabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. This is the description of the absolute truth. The Supreme Person, because it is said tasya. Tasya means he is a person. Now what kind of person? Like me, whole day working for money? No. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. He has nothing to do. See here. Krishna has nothing to do. Simply is enjoying, playing on flute and enjoying with Radharani. That's all. He hasn't got to go to the office, to the factory. He hasn't got. It's simply to enjoy anandamayabhyasa. Then we also imitate that enjoyment. We also want to mix young boys and girls, dance together. But because we imitate Krishna, the same thing is there. With gopis, Krishna is dancing. Here also we are dancing in nightclub and this club, that club. But that will not give you satisfaction because it is imitation. If you want real dancing, come to Krishna. That is wanted. That is Krishna consciousness. That we are trying to take the misled people from illusion to the reality. The Mayavadi philosopher, they see that there is no more any pleasure in this dancing, make it zero. Forget it. No, we don't say that. We say that this dancing is there in the original conception and the absolute truth. That is the Vedanta Sutra said, janmadrasajataha. Whatever you are experiencing, where from it has come? It has come from the Absolute. That is the Absolute idea. But here, in the relative world, it is pervertedly reflected. And because it is not reality, therefore you are confused, baffled. So our proposition is, come to the reality. That is Krishna consciousness. The same dancing, just like here is the picture, Krishna is dancing with the gopis. We also like anybody of us, yeah, in old age, they are dancing with young girls. In Paris, there is club. All going to die, such old men, they're coming in the club, paying $50 as entrance fee. Then they have to pay for young girls and wine. But still they come. They cannot actually enjoy. Bayak gate king jubati nari. When one is old man, what is the use of mixing with young girls? Yes. So, but they like it. They like it. They pay for it. But they do not enjoy. Because if they have enjoyed, they would have been satisfied. But they are not satisfied. Frustrated. So this is the position. This is the position. Just like the heat and light. If you are feeling the heat in the sunshine, but that does not mean the sun is there. You cannot say that. Sun is there and not there. This is called simultaneously inconceivable presence of God everywhere. He is present everywhere. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhakta murtina masthani sarvabhutani nahangatesu avasthita. Maya tatamidam sarvam. Krishna says, by my impersonal feature, I am spread everywhere. Everywhere. Everywhere is Krishna. Masthani sarvabhutani, everything resting on me. This is the fact. Just like in this material world, everything resting on the sun sign. That is scientific. Is it not, scientific? The sun sign, the planets, they are rotating on account of this heat and sun sign. Is it not a theory?
Yes, by gravitational attraction.
Yes. So, now what do we mean by everything? Just like this planet, everything with this planet, the trees, the rivers, the mountains, the cities, the cars, everything within this planet, that is an unit. So this is one planet. And there are millions and trillions of planets. But how they are existing? Existing on the sun sign. So where from the sun sign comes? The sun sign comes from God. Or the sun comes from God. Janmadrasajataha. Everything is born. Everything is emanating from the Absolute. Therefore, indirectly, everything is depending on Krishna's potency. Masthani sarvabhutani Everything is resting on my potency. Naham teshu avasthita, but I am not there. This is the achinta bhidavet tatta, simultaneously one and different. This is our philosophy. So, our point is that Krishna, or God, is there, and He is working through His potencies. Just like a big man, he is sitting in his parlor. He hasn't got to go. Just like we have seen Mr. Birla in those who are with me, they have seen. He's sitting in his home. But he has got many potencies. He has got secretaries, clerks, and these and that, so many things. So they are doing all work. He hasn't got to work. A big man means he hasn't got to work personally. He has got so many assistants. Similarly, Krishna, he is the supreme. He hasn't got to work himself. He hasn't got to work. Vrindavanam parityajana padamekam gacchati. He is always engaged in his playing flute and dancing with the gopis. That's all. Pleasure. Anandamaya bhyasa. That is pleasure. His potencies are working. What kind of potency? That is described. I have given the example. Just like sun is there, and the sun sign is there, and the sun sign is working, everything. By the sun sign, the trees are coming out, the leaves are coming out, they're dropping when there is no sun sign. So everything depending on sun sign. That is explained in the Vedic literature. Eko desha sthita shagne jusna vistarina jatha parasya brahmana shakti sarvidam akhilam jagat. Parasya brahmana shakti, whatever you are seeing in this cosmic manifestation, they are simply demonstration of the potency of the Lord. Parasya brahmana shakti. We take our birth and we accept our death not independently. We are under the another potency. We are also on potency. The potency, there are prasa shakti vividhaiva sriyate. Those potencies have been divided into three. Multi, but roughly, they have been divided into three. One is called internal potency. One is called the external potency. And one is called the marginal potency. So, the external potency means this material world. The whole material universe, so many universes, so many planets, stars, skies and everything. These are the demonstration of the external potency. And similarly, there is the spiritual world. Spiritual world that we cannot see. That is not within our experience. But we get it from the Shastra in the Bhagavad Gita. It is said, parastasmatu bhava anna. Krishna says, there is another nature. Parastasmat, this material nature. Beyond that, there is another nature. Parastasmatu bhava anya. Bhaktya bhaktya sanatana. That is eternal. This material nature is not eternal. Just like your body, my body, it is not eternal. Similarly, this gigantic body of universe, that is also not eternal. It has a debt of creation, and it has a debt for dissolution. That is the nature. Therefore it is said that material nature is Sanatana. That is never created, neither it is annihilated. So we marginal means actually we belong to the spiritual nature because we are spirit soul. But we have come in contact with this material nature, samaya raga. So therefore we are seeing our position incompatible. We cannot adjust here. Therefore, we are getting one type of body and enjoying or suffering another type of body, another type of body, another type of body. This is going on. Therefore, we are called marginal. If we like, we can transfer ourselves to the spiritual world and remain eternally because we are of the spiritual nature. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Na jayate namriyate va kadachit nitta shasato yam na hannati hannamani sariri. This is the description of the soul. The soul is never born. Na jayate namriyate, neither it dies. Na jayate va mriyate va kadachit, at any time. Not that sometimes we used to live, or sometimes we used to die. No. Everlastingly, eternally. We never take our birth, never we die. Then, what is this death? This death is of the material body, not of the soul. Therefore, it is said, na hannate hannamani sarire, more distinctly, that don't think that the soul is dead after the annihilation of this body. So now the conclusion is that because we are marginal in between the spiritual nature and the material nature, although we are spiritual, although our real nature is na jayate na mriyate, we never take birth, never die. But on account of our contact with this material nature, we are getting this material body, and the body is changing. Tatha dehantara prapti. Body is changing. And that we have taken as our nature, birth and death. That is not our nature. We are spirit soul. And we are put into marginal because just like the margin is explained, totostha, that is the, we have translated into marginal. Just like we go on the Pacific beach, someday we find the water is covering the beach, and someday we see it is open. There is no water. But that is called marginal. Marginal. Sometimes it is covered by water. Sometimes there is no water. Similarly, we being marginal potency, we are sometimes influenced by this material nature. Not always. Because at the present moment, for sometimes we are under the material nature. Now if we try, then we can get out of this covering of material nature and come to the spiritual nature. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna consciousness movement means don't remain in the marginal position, come into the land, so there will be no disturbance by the water. This is position. If you remain on the marginal position, then sometimes you will be covered by the water and sometimes it will be dry. But if you little come forward, this side, land side, the ocean has no power to touch you. But Krishna is not like that. That is described here. although Krishna left this world, that does not mean that he left this world as we live. Our leaving this world means we are leaving this material body and accepting another body. Therefore, at the present moment, we are not in our own body. Our body is changing. Now this American body, and next birth may be Russian body. This is going on. We are fighting against the Russian, Americans. But he may get the Russian body next life. Therefore, as American, he fought the whole life with the Russian, and he is going to become a Russian. Sadatatabhava-bhavita. This is the law of nature. This is the law of nature. And then again 5 seconds America. As soon as he gets the Russian body, then he becomes again America. And this is going on. Bhutta, bhutta, paliyatya. Sometime Russian, sometime American. Go on fighting. That's all. So this is called Maya. This is Maya. Everyone is doing that. Everyone is doing that. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagwan ji. The living entities are loitering like this. Sometimes this body, sometimes that body, sometimes this way, sometimes that way. He is simply loitering. He is not getting where to take shelter. Where permanent life, permanent peace, permanent happiness, he does not know. He does not know. Simply changing. In the material world also, they are simply changing some form of government, electing one rascal, again rejecting another rascal, because they are all rascals. They have no other alternative than to elect one rascal. But they are thinking, by rejecting this rascal, we shall be happy. He does not know how to elect. He does not know how to elect. Andhajathandhirupaniyamana. They are themselves blind, and they are accepting a leader who is also blind. So what will be the profit? If you are led by, you are blind, and if you are led by another blind, then what will be the profit? Both of you will fall down in the ditch. That is going on. Therefore, if you want real happiness, you must take the leadership of a man who has got eyes to see. Then it will be all right. So whose eyes are open? That is in the Vedic literature says, Ajnana timinandhasya jnananjana salakaya chakshur mulitam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha. It is the business of the guru, because everyone is blind or in darkness, cannot see. So it is the guru's business to open his eyes or to help him to see things as they are. That is guru's business. Ajnana-timirandhasya, everyone is covered by the darkness of ignorance. So how darkness can be moved if there is light? Immediately, if you make the switch off of the electricity, this room will be dark. And again, you make the switch on, there will be light. Just like at night, we cannot see, everything is there because the light, sun is not there. In the morning, as soon as the sun is there, again everything you can see. So things are there because we are in the darkness of ignorance, we cannot see them properly. Oh, I am there, you are there, God is there, everything is there. Simply, we have to get the light or the proper situation to see things as they are. That is what. So Vedic literature, therefore, advises that if you want, first of all, Vedas advises, don't keep yourself in the darkness. Tamasi ma jyotirgama. Don't keep yourself in the darkness. This is human life. In the human life, in the animal life, you kept yourself in darkness because there was no possibility of coming to the light. If I invite all the dogs and animals of Los Angeles City to come here to hear about Bhagavad Gita, it is not possible because they are animals. But if I appeal to the human being, because he is human being, he may be interested. He should be interested, but the time is so bad that nobody is interested, but still he may be interested. But that is not possible for the animals, cats and dogs. So, in the human form of life, there is necessity of coming to the light and make a solution of the problems of life. Therefore Krishna comes. That is the statement of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Jada jada hi dhanma sakrani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sijamaha atmaya. So Krishna comes. He does not come like us. We are under the control of the material nature. But Krishna is not under the control of material nature. That is to be understood. Therefore, here it is said that Jaho Satanya, so means Om. And Tanya, Tanu, Tanu means his body. We have got distinction. I am the soul, but this body is material. This distinction we have got because we are conditioned soul. Actually, I am not this body, I am soul. But I have become conditioned by this material body. And in case of Krishna, he is not conditioned by this material body. Therefore, it is said Satanna by his own original spiritual body. This is the distinction we must understand. One scholar has described, because he does not know Krishna and is still writing comments on Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakto mad jaji mag namaskuru, just think of myself, just become my devotee, offer your obeisances unto me, worship me. This rascal says, it is not to Krishna, the person, but to the soul. Now he see how much ignorant he is. He does not know that Krishna has no such division as his self or soul and the body. And he is writing comment. And this is very scholarly, it is said. He is a rascal number one and he is accepted as scholar. This is going on. This is going on all over the world. Therefore Krishna says, Abhijananti maga mura manasim tanvasita. Muras, the rascals, they think because I appear as a human being, they think as ordinary human being. Param bhava vajananta. They do not know the great potentiality of myself. Param bhava vajananta. Still they go on explaining Bhagavad Gita, writing Bhagavad comments. These rascals, murhas, one who does not know That Krishna has no such distinction as we have got distinction, body and soul. Krishna has no such distinction. Krishna has no distinction between these. Krishna's form of stone and Krishna himself. Because the stone is also Krishna's energy. Bhumi rapanalvu bayu. The earth, water, air, fire. Everything is Krishna's energy. That we have already explained. Parasya brahmana shakti. Everything Krishna's energy. So he can appear in any form, from anywhere, from anything. That is Krishna. That is Krishna. So we have to understand what is Krishna. And as soon as you understand Krishna, janma karma medibham, jo janati tattva. In truth, if you understand Krishna, then you become liberated. Takta deham punarjanma naiti mami iti kaunti. So you have to understand Krishna like that. Satanya. He left this body not as we leave our body. No. We are living and accepting our body by the force of nature, material nature. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. Our business is going on being forced, enforced by the laws of nature. Krishna is not under the laws of nature. Neither he has got distinction between his self and body. This is to be understood. Satanya. If somebody thinks that Krishna left his body and died like us, they are at party, they say like that. Krishna also died. But that is not the fact. Krishna left his so-called body just to befool the rascals. Because the rascals are thinking Krishna is like us. Therefore, to bewilder them, Krishna leaves a maya body so that they may think that Krishna is like us. But actually, here is the secret that Jaho Satanya, he left this world in his original body. He has no such distinction. Savaniya Satkatha. If his body is like our body, material body, then what is the use of hearing about his activities? We are interested in the words of Krishna. If Krishna is like us, he has got the same material body, then why we should be interested to read Bhagavad Gita? He is also a man like us. Therefore he has said, Savaniya Satkatha. By hearing about Krishna, you become liberated. So if he is equally as good as you are, then what is the use of reading his book, reading his instruction? But here it is said, Savaniya Satkatha. Apratibuddha Chetasa. These things are spoken by less intelligent class of man. Apratibuddha Chetasa. They say, Chetasa abhadra hetu kaliranna vartata. Because Krishna passed away, therefore Kali got the opportunity to enter. That is, to some extent, it is fact. But Krishna, although left this planet, and if he is everything, how Krishna can go away? Krishna can remain with you eternally. And then, even if you say that because Krishna went away, therefore Kali got the chance of entering, but if you keep yourself with Krishna, where is the chance of Kali to enter? Where is the chance? So you keep yourself in Krishna consciousness, Kali will not be able to touch you. Thank you very much. Oh, yes.